Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The latest agreement aimed at halting the fighting in Syria goes into effect today at sundown. At that time, according to the deal announced by the United States and Russia, both the Syrian government and rebels are supposed to stop fighting each other for at least 48 hours and could be extended to a week. The ceasefire has been welcomed by most major players in the conflict. However, rebel factions have mixed emotions and reactions to it. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University in Texas calls it a step in the right direction, but does face numerous obstacles.
There's fragmentation on both sides of the conflict. The opposition has been fragmented all along. There's going to have to be a lot of leeway, as there was last February, in terms of continuing sporadic fighting. What is the tipping point toward breakdown or not? People will have to determine that.
Lesh also questions how it can hold without a mechanism for compliance. In a setback to Libya's unity government, fighters loyal to the Eastern General Khalifa Haftar seized two oil ports, Ras Lanuf and Al Sidra terminals on the Mediterranean coast, and a third is being contested. Haftar opposes the UN-backed government of National Accord, and the seizure could complicate its efforts to restart production and fund its operation. An Eastern government does not recognize the GNA's authority and has in the past tried to sell oil on the world market. Rescuers over the weekend pulled 3,400 migrants to safety off the Mediterranean coast of Libya. Italian Coast Guard said hundreds Sunday had left Libya aboard eight overloaded inflatable dinghies and two fishing vessels. This is VOA News. Police in France have thwarted a possible terror attack in Paris over this weekend by arresting a 15-year-old boy suspected of preparing what they called an imminent violent action. Teenager's arrest came after police had moved in on what Paris prosecutor says was a group of female commandos arrested after an aborted attack at Notre Dame Cathedral. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls says nearly 15,000 people in France are being tracked because they are suspected of being in the process of radicalization, while 1,350 are in investigation, 293 of them for alleged links to terrorism networks. The director of the U.S. Central Intelligence, John Brennan, warned on Sunday on American television of Russia's, what he says, exceptionally capable and sophisticated hacking capabilities, and said the U.S. must be vigilant.
Their intelligence services are quite active around the world, and this is something that we have to make sure that we're on guard for, not just for our national security purposes, but also for making sure that our system of government here is going to be preserved.
Brennan acknowledged an investigation is underway into allegations Russia has hacked into the National Democratic Committee emails calling that criminal activity. He said the U.S. must be wary of what Moscow might be up to trying to influence November's U.S. election. Early results from Croatia's parliamentary election show the conservative Croatian Democratic Union, or HDZ, likely will win the most seats, but not enough to rule on its own, setting up another coalition government. Andrej Plenković is president of the HDZ.
The HDZ, as the biggest and the strongest Croatian party, is into the business of uniting rather than dividing Croatian society. I want European values and European priorities to be every day on the agenda of the future government, on the agenda of the future Croatian parliament.
With more than half the votes counted, the HDZ is on track to win at least 62 seats, but will likely have to join another party for a ruling majority. Americans paused and reflected Sunday as the nation marked the 15th anniversary of the September 2001 terrorist attacks that left thousands dead. There were somber ceremonies from New York to Pennsylvania to the Pentagon, where they held against the backdrop of a presidential race in which national security is a prominent theme. Both major party presidential candidates attended the New York ceremony. However, Hillary Clinton had to leave. She became ill. Her doctor said that she has been diagnosed with pneumonia.
That's the latest world news from VOA.